Our next guest is a main eventer. He's usually the guy that closes out the show, but today he's going to be the show starter. He's our good buddy, our good pal, Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV down in our great state capital. Dunny, how are things down in Columbus?
Things are busy. How's everything up there?
Everything is good. I mean, well, right now it's a little cloudy. It's a very fall-like Wednesday afternoon, but you know what? We wouldn't have it any other way, and I know you're busy. You're down covering practice right now. A bye week that seemed pretty quiet for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Are we to assume that that's a good thing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, anytime you come out of a bye week and nobody's in the news for anything stupid, yeah, everything's a very quiet bye week, and the best bye week should have the quiet ones.
Now, you were mentioning that the way that people can see this thing, we certainly hope all those listening will tune in on Friday night to hear the game. Buckeyes taking on the Northwestern Wildcats on Friday here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. But seeing the game, the way to do that has changed a bit. How has that changed?
So the game will now be on Big Ten Network instead of Fox Sports 1. The reasoning is because Major League Baseball canceled game, or postponed, I should say, game four of the ALCS that was supposed to be played tonight. That got moved to tomorrow. Game five, which was supposed to be tomorrow, is now on Friday at 7:05, which means Eastern. So which means that the game would not on Fox Sports 1. So that meant the football game had to move. So it will now be on the Big Ten Network at 8:30 on Friday night instead of on Fox Sports 1. So Ohio State football, Big Ten Network, 8:30 Eastern on Big Ten Network this coming Friday.
Well, serves them right for trying to play a game on Friday. You know I had to get that in there. I had to take the jab. I get why they're doing it. I just don't think it's fair for the high school kids.
But would that be hashtag karma?
Oh, yeah. Come on now. You know better than that. Absolutely. Well, we'll step aside from that whole scenario and just focus on the actual game itself. What kinds of things are the Buckeyes saying about Northwestern, and what is it that they do that could be somewhat concerning?
Their defense. Their defense returned a lot of guys from last year that they faced in the Big Ten championship game. Their defense is top 30 defense in the country. So you have to respect it. They want you to drive the ball 10, 12, 15 plays. They're not going to give up any big plays. That's not their MO. They're going to keep it close. They only gave up one offensive touchdown to Wisconsin when they lost to Wisconsin 24-15 a few weeks ago. So this Northwestern Wildcat team is a very formidable foe. It's on defense. Offense, that's a different category. But defensively, this is a very, very good Wildcat team.
Now that we are halfway through the season, taking a look at the back half of this schedule and, well, really just the back half of the season in general, what do you think are the most intriguing storylines for this team in the second half of the season?
Can they continue what they've started in the first half? Can they continue this excellent run of offense led by Justin Fields and J.K. Dobbins? Can Fields improve and get better as he faces tougher defenses? Let's face it, the first 6 weeks of the season, he had Michigan State, yeah, Cincinnati. That's really about it for tough defense. And, you know, this week you have Northwestern. Next week you have Wisconsin. A few weeks you have Penn State and Michigan. How does he handle those defenses? And can the Buckeyes constantly sustain an offensive presence like they had the first 6 weeks of the season?
John, do you get the team the sense the team feels maybe a little disrespect? I think latest polls, they're tied for third. I mean, really, no one's touched them. They've blown through all their competition, and it's not to say the same thing necessarily for Clemson, who's ahead of them in the polls there, and Alabama's played good, but they haven't really played anyone too remarkable either.
To me, it seems like the Buckeyes, they're not paying attention to the polls. They don't look at it as disrespect. Because they don't look at it. They don't know where they stand. They don't want to know where they stand. As long as they do their thing, as long as they are happy with what they're doing, and they say they always have a lot to improve on, and a lot of little things, that's all they care about. So they're blocking out all the noise as far as national media and polls and all that. Let's face it, right now the only polls that matter are the ones that start on November 2nd, and that's the first college football playoff poll. Once that comes out, then maybe you can start seeing some respect, not respect, all that kind of stuff. But right now, the AP poll, in my opinion, and the coaches poll, don't matter a whole bunch of a lot.
Sean Dunnigan with WBNS-TV in Columbus, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about Ohio State's game this Friday against the Northwestern Wildcats. Donnie, as you take a look at the games that the Buckeyes have left, which ones have the most intrigue and proved to be the toughest on paper, at least right now, to you?
Wisconsin, Penn State, Michigan. Michigan, just because it's Michigan's the game. That's the rivalry. Every year that game will be up for something. Wisconsin in 2 weeks, can both teams come in there unblemished and both teams come in there injury-free and see what happens when Jonathan Taylor comes into the shoe and tries to run roughshod over every other, just like he's done over every other defense he's really faced this year. Can the Buckeyes, you know, beat a very good, sound defense, the number one defense in the country? That game right now is a battle between number one and number two as far as defense in the nation. Penn State, they have a very young but very good defense, especially in the front seven, very fast, very quick. They have a young quarterback, Sean Clifford, who in the first half against Iowa played very scared, it seemed like. He didn't know what he was doing, but he settled in the second half, played well, same with K.J. Hamlin. And, again, that defense, they played right side against Iowa. So, I mean, those are your three big games. And, again, you cannot look past my question because you look at the past two seasons when they look past the road opponent, and then Iowa and Purdue raise their hands and say, hi, we got you.
All right, Donnie. Well, let's get a prediction for this Friday's game. I mean, I think everybody's picking the Buckeyes for sure. Anything less would be a gigantic upset, no question about that. Well, what kind of a final score are you looking at on Friday night?
With the rest that they've had, with the bye week that they've had, Northwestern coming off a bye week as well, all that being taken in, I think I'm going to go with the Buckeyes 38, Northwestern 7. 38-7, Ohio State wins it.
It's a closer game than most of their games have been.
Yeah, and I was thinking along those same lines, you know, 38 seems a little bit light. I know that's weird to say because Ohio State has just been that good offensively. As a matter of fact, going into the Michigan State game a couple weeks back, I think I was calling for something in the area of like a 30-14. One of my buddies said, you think they're only going to score 30 points? Well, they scored 34. But this is, again, as you mentioned, Dunny, a much tougher defense Northwestern has that I think a lot of people give them credit for. And
they played well against Wisconsin.
Yeah, they definitely did. All right, well, I want to move on to some basketball talk, too, because I know earlier today you were at an Ohio State basketball press conference. What's new on the hardwood for Ohio State?
Yeah, I'm just getting out of practice right now. They let us watch the first 15 minutes of practice, and the press conference was before that. Just giving an update on the team. This is their 16th practice as they settle in and get ready for their first exhibition game, which would be on the 30th of October against Cedarville. And they open up that following Wednesday, a home game against Cincinnati. Really, nothing has really changed with the Buckeye basketball team. Injury updates as far as, you know, like E.J. Liddell and Justin Arnes and Musa Jallo, they're practicing, but, you know, a lot of it's non-contact. No really big updates on them. It seems like just watching practice, the team's faster. When you factor in C.J. Walker can now play after sitting out a redshirt year, getting D.J. Carton on the as a backup point guard, and probably he's going to see a lot of the floor this year. He will be one of those people to keep an eye on, one of those players who could be in the race for freshman of the year, I think, for the Big Ten. Coach Holden said that there will be times when you might see two or three of the freshmen on the court at the same time. That kind of intrigues me to see how they would do. You look at Caleb Wesson. Caleb is a different player from what you saw last year body-wise. He lost a lot of weight. That's probably one of the things that NBA scouts took me when he was doing all his workouts over the summer was lose some weight. He lost a lot of weight. He can move a little bit better, that you can tell just in practice. He can jump higher. Luther Muhammad was talking about earlier today when we were talking about him. He's dunking on people now. You know, when you have Caleb Wessing dunking on people in practice, that's a scary thought. So overall, the Buckeyes aren't up to where they were last year as far as practice-wise, according to Coach Holtman, but just seeing how they practice and how they're moving, I think they're a much quicker, much better basketball team overall than the one they had last year.
Good stuff. Well, Donnie, as always, a pleasure to have you on with us. We appreciate the time, and we look forward to doing this again next week when we'll be talking about a Saturday contest between the Buckeyes and Badgers. But as always, my friend, thank you for stopping by. We'll do it again next week.
Talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.